Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up and welcome to the Live Your Personal Best podcast. This is the place where I help current and former athletes like you to show up confidently in the gym and in life. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman, a former Division I athlete and author of Elite to Everyday Athlete. I'm going to show you how to stay motivated in reaching your goals and how to have more fun doing it. So let's sweat it out and start living your personal best. Hello, hello. Welcome back, personal besties. Today, brand new episode talking to you all about this idea of things feeling impossible until you actually do them. Because this is something that I've been running into a lot lately is I'm a planner. I love to plan. I don't like to go out on a whim and do things. And so I find myself trying to think about my days and my weeks really logically. And so before I started November Project, if you're not familiar with November Project, it's a free fitness community in Boston. They meet up on Wednesday mornings and we run stadiums. And I'm not someone that would wake up early for my workouts. I'm not someone that works out outside. Like, this was all brand new for me. And not only that, but it's at 6:30 in the morning start time in cold, dark winter Boston. And so I decided that I wanted to go. And so I wrote it in my calendar, you know, Wednesday morning, 6:30 a.m. And so to get there at 6:30, you know, then I have to wake up at 5:45. And I was like, I need to get 8 hours of sleep before I can go to this workout. So, okay, going to bed at 10 or whatever time it would be. And so I kept doing all this backtracking, and then I was like, wait, I don't know if I can do that, right? Like, I don't know if I can get to bed earlier. I'm used to going to bed much later because I'm up doing work, I'm up doing this, I'm up doing that. And for me, it was almost seeming impossible to fit into my schedule. Well, it was the night before I had told myself in my head, mentally committed just to myself of, I'm going to be going tomorrow. And I was sitting in bed and it was past midnight. And you know when you get to that point and you start to get really anxious and you're like counting down, like, if I fell asleep right now, this is how much sleep I'd get. And then your brain just keeps going, it keeps running. And then you look at the watch again and it's like half an hour later and you're like, oh my gosh, at this point, I might as well not sleep. And like, you start stressing yourself out right before it even happens. So that's the part that I was at. But I was like, no, I told myself I'm going to wake up and I'm going to go. So I went, it was early, I was tired, went from 6:30 to 7:30, started work at 9, so I showered, had time to get caffeine, and the day went fine. Next week, same thing again. I was like, okay, I need to get 8 hours of sleep before I do this. Tried to go to bed early, didn't, but still committed to going anyways. And what I found was after doing this a few times, I didn't get any less tired, right? It's not like my body enjoyed the lack of sleep that I was going on, but I found ways to kind of go around it, right? I ended at 7:30, but I didn't start work till 9. So some days I would go back and I would actually get another hour and a half of sleep as a nap. Or some days it was easier to fall asleep earlier. Or some days I did just do it with the lack of sleep, right? That's something you just live with. But this thing that felt so impossible on paper, that seemed like something that wasn't very logical to do, something that, oh, instead of committing to a full hour, I could have fit in half an hour easier, or what if I just did it on my way to work? So instead of doing it at 6:30 a.m., I could have done it at 8, a much more reasonable hour, right? There's all these things that on paper, it would have made a lot more sense to do. And the path that I chose, it seemed impossible. It seemed impossible from my schedule of being like, oh, I prioritize sleep, but I don't have enough time for that and this and fitting everything in. But it only seems that way until you've actually done it. Until you tell yourself you're going to do it, you follow through on that commitment to yourself. And if you just do it once and you've already shown yourself, okay, it's not as impossible as I make it seem. Maybe these things that make it all seem impossible are just excuses that are getting in my way. It's actually just me self-sabotaging because I know what I want to do And I know that in an ideal situation, I could do it, but I keep telling myself, in this circumstance, I can't. Like telling yourself, oh, there's this really cool race that I really want to do, but it's the week after I get back from vacation, so that would be impossible for me to stay in shape for that. Oh, I really want to eat more fresh produce and bring salads for my lunch every day, but it's just too expensive for me to do that. I can't commit to eating healthy for this week. There are faster options instead. Right? These are the types of things where you have all the information, you know what you want to do, but there's just that one thing getting in your way, that one thing that makes it just seem impossible, but it's really not. It's you giving yourself an excuse that you think is so foolproof, is so logical from the outside looking in, right? No one's going to try to argue with you on it, right? It's like if someone were to be like, oh, why aren't you running a marathon? And you'd be like, oh, that takes forever. I don't have time for that. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I agree, right? Like no one's going to argue on that. So you try to come up with these really logical excuses that make this goal of yours seem impossible, right? It's just close enough, but it's just not the perfect timing for it. There's just this one thing getting in your way. But the reality is it will never actually get out of your way. So this came into my life recently again because I'm working on writing my second book. And so I was thinking back to what my schedule looked like while writing the first book. And when I wrote the first book, I basically took a lot of time off from going to the gym. I'd use it as a way to decompress at the end of the week, but it wasn't something that I was doing in my daily life. And so there was a story that I kept telling myself of, okay, this is time for the book. This is time for the book. This isn't time for the gym. I don't have time to be working and podcasting and writing in the gym, right? That fourth thing just was too much. That fourth thing just put too much on my plate. And from the outside looking in, you would be like, yeah, Emily, that is a lot to prioritize at once. Like, you got it, girl, right? Like, there's other priorities. Come back to it later. Like, that seems like the logical thing. But I told myself this time around, I do not want to do that. This time around, I actually want to stick with my fitness schedule that I've been enjoying, that I have been committing to, and that is part of my daily schedule. So it was last Monday night, and I was sitting at home, and my roommate has signed up for a class at 5:45 p.m. So I got off of work at 5 p.m., and I'm staring at my to-do list of all the podcast things. I have to get the questions prepared for my recording tomorrow, and I have to send things to the editor, and I have to do this and that. And I had a long to-do list on top of just, you know, like cooking dinner, or walking my dog, showering. Like, these were just the things. And the more I thought about it, the more I had to do. And I was like, I'm leaving my apartment right now, like peak busyness part of the day, peak I need everything to get done before the sun sets and it's time for bed, right? I almost feel like I'm on a countdown once that 5 p.m. hits. And I'm taking an hour out of my day to now go to work out right now. In my head, that seemed impossible. In my head, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go because my roommate's going and I do want to go, but I'll just have to push off some things to the next day. And that was kind of the sacrifice that I told myself I was going to make. I was like, whatever. I guess I'll push it all off to later in the week. That'll screw up the rest of my week, but whatever. Just for this next hour, I can commit to going. Went to the gym, had a great workout, came back an hour later, was able to shower. Then I ate a great meal, which I would have done anyways. And I did have time to fit everything in. I probably went to bed a little bit later than planned. I maybe had a little bit less time to relax, maybe I'd missed a call from my mom or my boyfriend when usually I'd pick it up and be able to chat with them for a while. But at the end of the day, I got everything done. And that, to me, looking back, was my aha of I kept telling myself this was something impossible, right? Like, oh, going to work out, taking an hour out of my day when I thought like the max I had would be 30 minutes, or this is something that can only be done in the morning. I completely just threw it in there. On a whim, it seemed impossible, and then I did it, and I was like, actually, I can do that again now. All it takes is one time for you to do it. All it takes is for one time for you to prove yourself wrong in your head of, actually, no, I am stronger than this, or I can make this happen. And then you'll keep making it happen for yourself again, because there is a huge difference between doing it and thinking about doing it. We spend so much time thinking about doing it, weighing about pros and cons, planning things out, setting goals, talking about this, talking about that, right? It's all talk, but if you just sit down and force yourself to do it, sometimes it turns out to be easier than you thought. Sometimes that first step is easier or more enjoyable. And that's how you build up for working towards something. If you have any sort of goal, if you're working towards anything, whether it's in your social life, your health, your fitness, your career, there'll never be a day where you feel ready to add more. There'll never be a day where you feel ready to uplevel your life, to take that next step, to break outside of your comfort zone. It happens when it still feels impossible. So whatever feels impossible for you today, but you feel that little bit of nag of this is what I really want to do, or this is what is preventing me from getting there, right? Just this one action. Start doing that today. Do it while it still feels impossible. Force yourself to do it a little bit, and you'll see that it actually wasn't impossible. You'll see that it's something that you are capable of doing right now with what you have. So I hope that this resonated with you today. If it did, please go share this with a friend. You can take a screenshot of it right now, post it on your Instagram story. You can tag @liveyourpb for personal best. Tag it so a friend can see and also listen and be motivated for their day. And with that, I will see you next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.